It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
I like to let that play out just a little bit. Builds the excitement.
The anticipation. It's so great now.
Checking in at
number 5.
Mitch McConnell resorted to a rarely used Senate code to stop Elizabeth Warren from using the words of the widow of Dr. Martin Luther King, Coretta Scott King, in a letter that she wrote about the at that point, about Jeff Sessions, mm-hmm. when he was trying to become a federal judge back in the 1980s, she was mad about him. And so Elizabeth Warren went on CNN to read this letter.
I was moving on to talk about the facts of what Jeff Sessions had done when he prosecuted civil rights workers who were trying to help black citizens vote. And I thought, quoting Coretta Scott King's letter to the United States Senate about that was absolutely relevant. It is a moving letter. It is a powerful letter. And it's a letter that tells us not only about our history generally, but specifically about Jeff Sessions.
One of the things I've found about this, Jeff Sessions, I think, has been, he's a really respected guy in the Senate. I don't think that the sorts of things that were said about him in the 1980s, not all of them actually lived up to the detail of it. I don't. He's had some votes in the Senate that are making people mad, though. It doesn't. You know, he is in fact, a guy from, he's a senator from a southern state, and he's a Republican, and he's even said that about himself. He goes, as a Republican senator from a southern state, people have an opinion about you that may not actually always live up to their stereotype.
Or align with the facts, right? Because he has stood up for women's rights in the past and for, in cases of policing, he's acknowledged the fact that there are racist policing policies that need to be better. And there are, so he has this record that doesn't necessarily hold up exactly entirely to the narrative. I just think the whole idea to shut down Elizabeth Warren in this case, just did you have to do that, invoke this strange rule number 19 when it did seem relevant? Since then, 8 million people viewed her on her Facebook video when she went and yes. continued to read the letter. They're demonstrating outside McConnell's house right now, and it's become a rallying cry.
Well, there are some because unfortunately, Washington, D.C., has become more like Moscow in the last couple of weeks than it had been, where there's, you're never sure what the motivations are.
Right. Nobody's playing nice with each other, and, it's very polarized, a very polarized place,
right,
as it has been, and particularly you see it in instances like this when everyone's watching.
But even beyond the polarization, people don't know what people's motivations are. And people are starting to really believe, because Trump wants to play this game of saying one thing that's really crazy, and then a couple days later people go, well, why'd you say that? I didn't say that. But it's right here on the tape. I didn't say that. It's fake news. I mean, there's this. So people are not quite. He's created a destabilization of fact. And so and that's the way that certainly the Soviets and now the Russians, which is just another version of it's a dictatorship. At one point it was a communist. And now clearly in Russia, that I'm not. And I don't think I'm using terminology that wouldn't be used widely around the world to describe them. It's a fascist dictatorship now. And as this dictatorship has emerged in Russia, that's one of the things that they have used, this confusion and conflation. And they want people to not quite sure what the truth is at the end of the day. They're not sure about what the truth is. So when you have this right now, the one most important thing that I have for Jeff Sessions is that he be a guy, as the attorney general, he will be called upon at some point, and I believe sooner than later, mm-hmm. at some point to rule or to defend the president or the presidency or the actions of people within the executive branch that may be a questionable legal standing or constitutional standing. That'd be the same, but you know, a constitutional level or just a basic legislative crime, right? A legal crime.
For sure.
So
there'll be plenty of those opportunities.
Right. I think there will be. And will he stand up? I mean, this is, I think, the question of all the members of the cabinet. Are they going to, because these are all people, you know, that are either from government who have pretty great careers. I mean, the names that have been fronted here are all people that people mostly, not so much Betsy DeVos, or the Spudzer guy, but certainly whether it's Mattis or Flynn or Kelly, I mean, or Mattis or Kelly or even mm-hmm. Flynn for that matter, but he didn't have to pass confirmation. Or Sessions. These are all people that have a respect pool in Washington. And are they going to, even Tillerson, not from the government, but still respected, are these people going to say to the president, have the I'm going to use the term, earmuffs, kids, are they going to have the balls to step up to the president and say, you know what, you can't do that?
Right, or they give you a rubber stamp, which, you know, right. Just sort of whatever he thinks you'll do. You saw that breakaway today or in the last 24 hours with Gorsuch, the Supreme Court pick, calling Trump, the president's comments about judges, disheartening. And, you know, that's standing up to say, look, I'm going to stand up for the rule of law and I'm going to stand up for issues I believe in. This is you want to see that with an attorney general as well. And that's the problem that Elizabeth Warren is saying she has with him above all else.
Checking in at
number 4.
White House defending President Trump's tweets about Nordstrom.
Not Nordstrom's anymore because it bothers Violetta.
The Nordstrom stores.
Nordstrom's. Kind of like the Jewels, you know, the Nordstrom's. It's got an S in Chicago.
The company apparently has cut Ivanka Trump's line, saying that it underperformed, and it's just part of what they normally do. They take the bottom 10% of performers, and they replace them with new inventory every year, just part of their deal. But the president went on the Twitter today to criticize Nordstrom by Twitter address, mm-hmm. at Nordstrom. Saying that it was unfair what they did, and Ivanka. I think the weird thing about this tweet is that he basically is admitting that Ivanka is the only person to get him to do the right thing. That's the piece that gets me uncomfortable.
There was a read of his tweet for sure that would make you think that she's the one in his ear, you know.
And he did it from his POTUS account. He didn't do it from real Donald Trump. He did it from the official Twitter of the President of the United States.
He did. My daughter Ivanka has been treated so unfairly by Nordstrom. She is a great person, always pushing me to do the right thing. Terrible! Exclamation point.
Right. I'm sorry. It was retweeted by the POTUS account. Hmm. He did it from his account, and then had them retweet him from the POTUS account, or he did it himself. Don't you think that's wrong? I think that's wrong because that's about, you know, why would he? But
becomes more about business. Although this Sean Spicer, in his, you know, reaction was like, no, this is about a dad defending his daughter. That was their defense.
But I think this was less about his family's business and an attack on his daughter. He ran for president. He won. He's leading this country. And I think for people to take out their concern about his actions or his executive orders on members of his family, he has every right to stand up for his family and applaud their business activities, their success.
By criticizing a going concern in America that he represents.
It didn't seem like he was really defending her as much as he was her business interests in this. I mean, it there wasn't that clear line being drawn, and I think that's what makes everybody uncomfortable. Didn't hurt Nordstrom, though. Nordstrom stock is up today, even though it took a little bit of a
Interday,
like kind of a correction when this tweet initially happened.
Very small, though.
Yeah, but it ended up.
It's at 14 and something and went down a couple cents and then came back. But there's more.
I think there's clearly a targeting of her brand and it's her name still out there. Well, so she's not directly running the company. It's still her name on it. And there's clearly efforts that to undermine based on her father's positions on particular policies that he's taken. This is a direct attack on his policies and her name as a and so there's clearly an attempt for him to stand up for her because she is being maligned because they have a problem with his policies.
Okay, I accept that. I accept that everything that Sean Spicer just said is true. He's the president of the United States. She is the daughter of the president of the United States. It is a private business interest. The private business interest is still clearly not delineated. We do not have the paperwork from the president or the family that has been made public to us about how they have separated out the businesses. Remember those stacks of papers that Don Jr. and what's the other one's name?
Eric
are running the company, right? Look at these papers back here. And remember, they were all thrown out in the back, papers. And there was just
they it said was somewhere blank. Right?
Yeah, they were blank because it was because they just wanted to show us what they would look like. Yeah. Like the moose lamb.
Mm-hmm.
But this isn't, that wasn't it. That wasn't, we need to see that. We need to see what it is. He's the president of the United States. He is not the president of, he's not the king. He's not the president of Trump, the United States of Trump. This is, he is the United States of America. We do have a right to this. So there should be some transparency. No one, Republicans or Democrats, would put up with anybody else doing this. Anybody else. I hate when people go, well, if Obama did it, I hate when people make that comparison. Well, what if Obama did it? Or what if, you know, George Bush did it or whatever? I'm just saying that this even rises above partisan politics. Republicans are tripping all over themselves. And I give Neil Gorsuch the most amazing level of respect I can have for somebody for stepping up. He is the nominee of the president. Just, you know, nascent, too, a week and a half ago,
mm-hmm.
he became the nominee for the Supreme Court and for standing up for the judiciary in the United States of America and the rule of law in the United States of America and the process of justice in America, standing up and saying that he is disheartened.
Right. He didn't take a pass. He didn't dodge it at all. He got right out in front of it and said, this is how I feel about that.
Right. That is an amazing, amazing thing because it is pretty awful what has happened here. I mean, the president cannot go after judges individually. And people go, well, Obama did it. Obama did it in a Supreme Court. He was criticizing a decision by the Supreme Court in Citizens United and saying that it had changed the world. And there was a contretemps between there was a look of disdain by the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court against the president as he was standing there. It's a whole other thing. Obama wasn't related to Citizens United. It is a whole other thing to go after judges like he did Curiel and now he has done against these judges who are hearing his case and say blame it on the judge if something goes wrong. This is not right.
So-called judges.
This is not right. No two ways around it. And I applaud Judge Gorsuch, who I would have supported anyway for this. But I applaud him for stepping into the breach and saying, you know what? That's not right. The president shouldn't be doing that. I'm disheartened by that. And dismayed. And disassembled.
Mm-hmm.
Distracted.
Discombobulated.
And completely discombobulated. Violetta, can you get me out of this?
I also have this to say here. Explore Chicago's culinary side with Chicago Tribune's food and dining newsletter. Sign up today at chicagotribune.com/newsletters and live deliciously.
Checking in at
number 3.
Remember the movie Footloose?
Of course.
Footloose was about a small town that had dancing restrictions.
Kevin Bacon.
Hoop-kicking town that had no idea what it was doing, and you know, back in the buzz cut era.
And then they went crazy and danced.
Yeah, they danced. They got even with the town by dancing. Well, it turns out there's also a poop-kicking town in Oklahoma called Henrietta, Oklahoma.
Oh.
And Henrietta, Oklahoma is going to do a big Valentine's Day dance. But it turns out that they had to cancel it. Why? Because the place where they're going to hold it was within 500 feet of a church. And according to city ordinance, you can't do that.
Can't dance?
No.
Within 500 feet of a church?
No.
Huh.
So the mayor, Jennifer Clayson, said, hey, she was unaware of the law, and her husband's a lawyer, and he can't do anything about it.
It's never been enforced my entire life, but I never had looked at it because it never come up. It's an antiquated ordinance. Nobody's ever looked at it to change it. He said, you know, that his oath was to uphold the law.
But there's always somebody in a town.
Sure.
And coming forward now before the court of Roe and Anna
uh-huh.
is Robbie Kinney, the church lady.
State your case.
The ordinance says no dancing allowed. It's illegal. Has this law and this ordinance been overturned? And if so, when? Laws are laws, and we're going to abide by them. We can't pick and choose what laws we uphold.
That does seem kind of like a dumb law, though, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. They may want to overturn that law.
Why don't they just move the dance?
It's Henrietta, Oklahoma. How many places can they dance?
It's a pretty small town, right?
Yeah.
Hit up the Dairy Queen.
Checking in at, by the way, Dairy Queen appreciates a plug.
Number two.
Bon Jovi kicks off their This House Is Not For Sale tour tonight in Greenville, South Carolina. To the band's hardcore fans, a live Bon Jovi concert is a religious experience. But Bon Jovi says it's okay because they don't really take it that seriously.
To others, it's just a, you know, opportunity to have some fun and let off some steam for a couple hours. I know what rock and roll did to me as a kid and what it meant to me. It was religion. It was everything that I you know, felt in my belly. There was no second choice for me. But, you know, for other people, it's just entertainment. And it depends on who you are.
Wow, that's deep.
That is very deep.
It's a religious experience.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. It is for some.
Although, I got to tell you, the ladies, they love Bon Jovi.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they got a reaction to Bon Jovi.
I've seen him in concert. Very good.
And I have a suggestion. If you're having a wedding, have the wedding band have at least one Bon Jovi song in their rotation. You've never seen people move on the dance floor like that. Since they play it about halfway through and everybody's drunk,
mm-hmm.
rushing the floor.
Screaming, rushing.
Yeah. Bop, bop.
Number one.
You know, if it's been a while since we've heard about Trump TV, this is the media effort that was going to replace the Trump administration if he didn't win.
That was the rumor.
Right? He was going to do that. Now, one would think it's obsolete, right? But thankfully, Jimmy Kimmel has given us another look of what the latest programming would be on Trump TV.
Our top stories. America finally gets tough down under. What's really in those pouches? Mexicans? Kangaroo. But first, President Trump's immigration vacation. Most everyone loves the president's new executive order. In fact, out of 3,294 federal judges, only one totally blocked it. That's 99.99% success. In other news, Press Secretary Sean Spicer had something very sexy to report.
I don't think the president owns a bathrobe. He definitely doesn't wear one.
Hello, President Daddy.
They showed all those pictures of him back in the day. Lounging in his bathrobe.
Yeah, you know what it's time for.
Thank you.
The top five at five.